Ocean City is bracing for another H2OI gathering this weekend. The unsanctioned pop-up car rally has drawn thousands in the past, with last year's event producing more than 500 criminal cases. Susan Jones is the director of the Ocean City Hotel Motel Restaurant Association.
Well, what we're seeing right now, of our 120 lodging members, we only have about 18 of those hotels and motels that are sold out. And we are hearing that a lot of the vacation rentals have taken their condo units off of the market for the weekend. So we are not anticipating the enormous crowds that we normally see. And perhaps that's because the police officers have done a great job of protecting our community and getting the word out that they'll be here in full force.
So are you confident about the kind of security that the people are laying out right now?
100%. The town has done a tremendous job in bringing in lots of different allied agencies from all around the state of Maryland. And really, there's just so many dedicated officers who are putting in overtime. We are very confident in their abilities.
Are there any preparations that the hotels and restaurants are also making, or what? How do they anticipate about dealing with some of the crowds?
Sure. Well, a lot of the hotels have actually hired their own security, so not Ocean City police officers, but just security companies. So a lot of the ones, especially those along Baltimore Avenue where the crowds have historically gathered, those people have hired additional security for their hotels. A lot of the restaurants have done the same. They bring on extra managers. The one thing that we are seeing is some of the restaurants have chosen to close because they don't have enough staff to be coming in, because a lot of the staff, they might not feel safe traveling, or they know there's going to be different barricades and traffic patterns. So, we are seeing some restaurant closures because of that.
Is there an impact, by the way, from the pandemic at this point? Are there shortages because of that pandemic?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I would say the pandemic has certainly continued to trickle, and the effects of the pandemic remain because we don't have the staffing that we have historically had. For the last 2 years, we've not had the number of J-1 international workers that we normally see. So we already were down in staffing going into the season, and we still are at a shortage of staff because of the pandemic.
So are you optimistic then that you're going to be able to get through this weekend fairly safely? I mean, what's the anticipation here?
I would say yes. Cautious optimism is definitely what we have going on right now. The fortunate thing is Chris Heiser in the Worcester County Attorney's Office, they did a fantastic job at prosecuting the violations that were handed out. So I believe 80 to 90% of those violations were upheld in courts. And that word has spread around the community of the pop-up rally people, so they know the big fines are there. So I think that everybody has done a wonderful job of working together from all different angles to be able to try to mitigate damages.
Is there any prospect of getting rid of this event?
I don't know that they are coming in full force because, again, we only have 18 of our 120 lodging members that are sold out. And in years past, many of them would already be full by now. So, if they're not coming, maybe they're not coming. We don't know.
Susan Jones, director of the Ocean City Hotel Motel Restaurant Association. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.